It's time now for Wellness Wednesday, a program featuring health professionals from our area medical facilities discussing a variety of topics concerning your well-being. Wellness Wednesday is a weekly feature on Q92 Radio.
Hi, Paul and Maynard. Kelsey Tollison here from Appleton Area Health. Thanks for joining us on today's episode of Wellness Wednesday, where I will talk with you a little bit about resiliency. At Appleton Area Health, I work as a mental health therapist or a mental health counselor, however you want to describe it. And one of the things that I notice quite often is in my patients is resiliency. So when something goes wrong, I'm wondering, do you tend to bounce back or do you fall apart? Resiliency is defined as the ability to recover quickly from adversity, to pull yourself together and rise above the setback or challenge, such as a major life change, job stress, bankruptcy, an illness, or death. People vary in their ability to handle adversity. Those who are resilient still experience anger, grief, pain, and loss. But they learn to adapt to the change and adversity, while others may struggle to cope with the stress, feel as though they are the victim, become overwhelmed, and may turn to unhealthy coping mechanisms, such as drug or alcohol use. But resiliency doesn't make things we struggle with disappear, but it can help you to better handle any challenges, stress, see past your problems, and to enjoy life. Resilient people tend to be happier because they don't let circumstances bring them down. Resilient people often focus on positive actions to manage stressful situations. Resilience isn't about accepting something difficult, being stoic, and managing the problem alone. In fact, being able to reach out and ask others for help is a big part of being resilient. The good news is that resiliency is a skill that can be developed over time. To learn to become more resilient, I want you to consider these tips. I want you to remember your wins. When you're facing a challenge, remember a time you coped with and conquered adversity well. You were strong enough then, and you're even stronger now. Consider using what has worked well for you in the past to get you through these tough times. Try viewing an obstacle as an opportunity. Perhaps the situation is giving you an opportunity to shine. Oftentimes, overcoming a challenge, people report an improvement in relationships, more self-worth, and a greater appreciation for life. Sometimes you have to look for your own silver lining. I'd encourage you to stop ignoring your problems. Instead, determine what you need to do to change the situation and recover, and then make a plan. Try breaking a problem down into smaller and more manageable parts. Taking on a huge problem all at once is overwhelming, and even one small step in the right direction can give you the confidence to keep pushing towards bigger goals. I'd encourage you to make yourself a priority. Take care of your own needs and emotions. Make time for the activities and hobbies that you enjoy. Get a daily dose of exercise. Get adequate sleep. Eat a healthy diet. Stop smoking, drinking, and using drugs. Practice relaxation techniques such as yoga, meditation, mindfulness, deep breathing, or even prayer to reduce stress. Try to set goals and do something that gives you a sense of accomplishment and is meaningful every day. To improve your resiliency, I would encourage you to connect with others. Being resilient doesn't mean being strong enough to manage a crisis alone. In fact, a big part of resiliency really involves asking for help when you need it. Building strong, positive relationships can provide you with the support that you need. Remember to be hopeful. While it's true that you cannot manage the past, you can focus on your future. understanding that adversity is a part of life and change is a constant can make adapting to or accepting challenges easier. And I would encourage you to be kind to yourself instead of judging or blaming. Consider how you would treat a friend in the same situation, and remember to offer yourself the same grace. Don't forget that learning to become resilient takes time, practice, and patience. If you're feeling overwhelmed, ask for help. If you're not sure where to start, consider talking to a mental health professional. With guidance, you can improve your resiliency and mental health well-being. Well, that's all for today, folks. Thanks for joining me on today's episode of Wellness Wednesday.
Join us every week at this time for Wellness Wednesday on Q92. Find out what's happening at our area medical facilities, get to know the people who work there, and pick up some tips on how you can live a healthier life.